Title: Riser Timing for Jungle Drops with Resampling Only Advanced. All right, let's build jungle and drum and bass risers the advanced way. No new synths, no MIDI magic, just resampling what's already in your session and turning it into a pre-drop system that actually understands jungle phrasing. Because in this genre, a riser isn't white noise going up. A proper riser is timing, tension, and a little bit of misdirection. It's the thing that convinces the listener the drop is inevitable and then makes it feel bigger than it technically is. Today you're going to build four layers that stack like a pro. First, a long 8-bar riser that's more mood than obvious hype. Then a 2-bar intensifier that adds grit and density. Then a 1-bar micro riser that feels like it's pulling the downbeat toward you. And finally, the pre-drop suck in the last quarter to half bar, which is basically negative space weaponized. And every single piece is made by printing audio from your own project, processing it, and printing again so you can do tight edits without CPU chaos. Let's start with a resampling workflow, because if you set this up clean, you move faster and you make better decisions. Create a new audio track and name it Resample Print. Set Audino from to resampling. Set monitor to off. That off part matters because it prevents feedback loops and weird doubling. Arm the track when you're ready to print. Quick coaching tip. If you can, group your musical tracks into something like a music bus. And keep your master chain light while you're designing these transitions. Heavy limiting or mastering style processing can smear transients and make your risers harder to shape. You can always put the weight back on later. Now, timing first. Grid math first. Before you touch a filter, decide exactly where this drop lives. Most jungle and DNB transitions feel right when they respect the 16-bar language. Common setup. The drop hits on a new 16. The build is 8 bars. Then the last 2 bars get serious, and the last 1 bar is the oh no moment. So pick a drop point. Example, drop at bar 33, meaning a new 16 starts there. That means your 8-bar lead-in is bar 25 to bar 33. Do this right now. Add locators. Put one at 8 to drop, one at 2 to drop, one at 1 to drop, one that says suck, and one at drop. You're basically creating a roadmap for tension. Jungle rewards intention. Next, we're going to print raw material, because breaks and bass are absolute gold for risers when you resample them. We'll do 3 quick print passes. First pass, break bass tension. Solo your break group or break bus. Play from bar 25 to 33 and record into resample print. Rename that clip break riser raw. Second pass, bass tension. Solo your bass group. Record the same 8 bars. Rename it bass riser raw. Third pass, full mix texture. Solo everything except kick and sub, if you want to keep the incoming impact clean. Print that same 8 bars. Rename it music riser raw. Why multiple prints? Because thick jungle builds aren't one sound doing one thing. They're different layers speaking on different time scales. One layer can be slow and wide, another layer can be urgent and gritty, another can do the suction move right before the drop. Now let's build the long 8-bar riser first. This is the slow burn. It should feel like pressure rising, not like look at me, I'm a riser. Take music riser raw and duplicate it. Call the duplicate riser 8-bar. Turn warp on. Use complex or complex pro. If you're on complex pro, try formants at 0 and set the envelope somewhere around 90 to 120. Then adjust by ear depending on how mushy or edgy it feels. Now create rising motion. The simplest and most effective thing is pitch over time, but done tastefully. Automate the clip transpose gradually upward across the 8 bars. Start at 0 semitones. End somewhere between plus 7 and plus 12 semitones. Plus 12 is that manic tape cranked feeling. Perfect when you want chaos. Plus 7 is often enough for darker rollers, where you want menace instead of brightness. Now add a filter. Put auto filter on that riser track. Use a 24 dB low pass. Add a little drive, like 2 to 6 dB. Resonance around 0.20 to 0.45. Automate the cutoff so it opens over time. At bar 25, put it somewhere like 300 to 600 Hz. Pretty closed, almost like the track is behind a wall. Then by bar 33, open it to 10 to 16 kHz, but here's the trick. Don't fully open too early. Let it feel restrained until late. And teacher note, avoid the perfectly linear sweep. Jungle likes a step and surge shape. Controlled rise, then a panic jump in the last one or two beats. That matches how breaks do a fill and then snap. Now let's add stereo contrast. Put utility after the filter. Automate width from about 70 to 90% at the start, then up to 120 to 150% near the end. That widening is a cheat code, because if your drop comes in tighter and more centered, It feels heavier without actually being louder. Now commit it. Resample this processed riser onto a new audio clip. Riser 8 bar print. This matters. Printing is what turns sound design into arrangement you can sculpt. Cool. Now the 2 bar intensifier. This is where density ramps up and the listener starts to get that okay, something's about to happen feeling. Take break riser raw or even your printed 8 bar riser and make a 2 bar section that ends right on the drop. So we're talking bar 31 to 33 in our example. Turn warp on and use beats mode. Preserve at 1/16. Transients at 100. That keeps the break character while letting you mangle it. Now increase density without adding new instruments. Add redux, but subtle. You're not trying to turn it into a video game. Downsample somewhere like 8 to 14. Bits around 8 to 12. And automate it to get slightly more intense toward the drop. Then add saturator. Use analog clip mode. Drive 2 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. Automate the drive up a touch as you approach the drop. Now carve the low and L, so the incoming sub and kick feel like a fresh arrival. Use EQ8. High pass around 120 to 250 Hz. Steep slope, like 24 dB. And if anything is screaming, it's often 2 to 4 kHz. Notch gently if you need to. Then reprint. Riser 2 bar print. Now the last 1 bar micro riser. This is the pool. This is where the transition stops being polite and starts being psychological. Take a transient rich moment. A break fill. A stab tail. A re-scrape. Some noisy movement. Consolidate it to exactly 1 bar right before the drop. Now automate in a curve, not a straight line. Auto filter cutoff. Slow rise for 3 beats. Then a steep climb in the last beat. Utility gain. A small approach ramp, like -6 dB up to -2 dB. You don't want it to be louder than the drop. You want it to feel like it's getting closer. Now here's one of my favorite stock Ableton tricks for fake pitch rise energy without a synth. Add a frequency shifter. Try ring mod if you want it to sound more metallic and urgent, or the regular frequency shift mode if you want it subtler. Automate fine from 0 Hz up to about +80 or +150 Hz. Across the bar. It adds that edgy lift that reads as riser, even if the source is a crusty break. Now print it. Riser 1 bar print. And here's an extra advanced micro timing move. Once it's printed, nudge that 1 bar riser slightly earlier. Not by notes. By milliseconds, try 5 to 15 milliseconds early. If it's too far, you'll hear a flam and it'll feel messy. If it's right, the drop feels like it's being dragged forward, like gravity. Now we need the pre-drop suck. Last quarter to half bar. This is the inhale, and it's what makes the kick and snare feel like they explode, even if you didn't change level at all. Option 1. The reverse reverb suck, resampling only. Grab a snare hit, a vocal stab, or a crash that's already in your project. Put reverb on it. Decay 3 to 8 seconds. Size 80 to 120. Pre-delay basically 0 to 10 milliseconds. High cut around 6 to 10k. Wet at 100%. Because we want only the reverb tail. Now resample that reverb tail. Reverse the printed audio. Trim it so it ends exactly at the drop. But here's a coach detail most people miss. You can make it in slightly before the drop, like 5 to 30 milliseconds before 1.1.1. That microscopic silence pocket makes the transient hit harder. Now shape the suck. Use auto filter and do a high pass that opens downward, like from 200 Hz down toward 30 Hz as it approaches the drop. Add utility width around 140%, but fade it back toward 100% right at the drop, so the drop lands centered. Option 2. A break tape stop inhale. Resample half a bar of break. Warp mode to tones. Grain size around 8 to 20 for smoother pulling. Automate clip transpose down from 0 to -12 semitones over the last half bar, and fade the last 30 to 60 milliseconds so you don't get a click. Now let's talk about the actual jungle timing psychology. This is the map that makes it work. From 8 bars out to 4 bars out, keep it subliminal. Mostly high pass, width, mid pressure. Don't show all your cards. From 4 bars to 2 bars out, bring in the 2 bar intensifier. This is where distortion and density start ramping. From 2 bars to 1 bar out, reduce low end even more and increase motion. Pitch and shifting starts to matter more. In the last bar, the micro riser takes over, and you can add tiny mute pockets. Tiny, like removing a hat for an eighth note. Last half bar, the suck, and maybe a tiny pause. Then the drop, snap back to mono focus and transient integrity. Here's a classic jungle trick. Mute something rhythmic right before the drop. A tiny slice of hat or break, like an eighth note or even a sixteenth. The groove trips, and the drop resolves it. That resolution is the payoff. Now, how do you make the drop feel louder without actually making it louder? Right before the drop, pull your riser layers down so they're peaking around -6 to -10 dB. High pass your risers so there's no sub-energy pre-drop, somewhere like 150 to 300 Hz depending on the material. And automate stereo width down toward 100% at the exact moment of the drop. That contrast is the illusion. Bright and wide before, full and centered after, busy before, clean transients after. And one more advanced arrangement concept. Tension pivot. In bars -8 to -4, automate mostly stereo width and mid-range grit, not pitch. Then in bars -4 to -1, freeze the width and push pitch and shifting instead. That handoff of motion feels intentional, like a DJ transition move, not like you just stacked 5 sweeps, because you could. If you want to get even more surgical while staying resampling only, try multiband prints. Take music riser raw and print 3 versions with EQ. A low band, low passed around 200 to 300 Hz, kept quiet and maybe muted near the end. A mid band, band passed around 300 Hz to 3 kHz, where pressure lives. A high band, high passed above 4 to 6 kHz for air and hiss. Then you can time them differently, like highs accelerate late while mids build steadily. That sounds expensive. Now let's avoid the common mistakes real quick. If your riser is too loud, the drop can't win. Make the drop the loudest emotional moment, not the riser. If your bar math is sloppy, jungle will expose it. Don't do 7.5 bar builds into a 16 bar phrase, unless you really mean to. If all you do is linear sweeps, it sounds generic. Use curves, step and surge. If your risers have too much low end, you weaken impact and you trigger limiting early. If you widen into the drop and keep the drop wide, you lose contrast. Collapse at the drop for punch. And if you don't print and commit, you'll never do the precise edits that make it feel pro. Let's finish with a quick practice assignment you can actually do today. Pick a drop at bar 49. Print 8 bars from 41 to 49 of breaks only, bass only, and music without kick and sub. Make 4 layers. An 8-bar riser with filter, width, and mild pitch rise. A 2-bar riser with beats warp, redux, and saturator ramp. A 1-bar riser with frequency shifter rise and a steep cutoff curve. This audio version is shortened for playback.